Welcome to the Outdoor Dream Jobs podcast. I'm Allie Carr.
And I'm Jenna Selmer. We run Basecamp, an online community of officially 20,000 outdoor industry insiders who share jobs, industry contacts, and advice. We reached 20,000 members officially yesterday, and we are so stoked and grateful to everyone that contributes to the conversations in our community and posts jobs and helps each other out because it is just the most wonderful place to be.
Yay, we're so excited. To celebrate, we'll be doing giveaways every week in February via our newsletter. And to give you a sneak peek of what those giveaways will include, we've partnered with Patagonia, Snowpeak, and some other incredible brands. So you're definitely going to want to subscribe to that newsletter if you don't already. The link is in our show notes. And if you already subscribe, you will be entered into the raffle automatically.
Yes. And just to be clear, you don't need to subscribe to our paid version. We think you should. It's amazing. But everyone that subscribes to either version is eligible for the giveaway.
Absolutely. Yes. You can just hop in there with the free version.
And this week, our podcast looks a little bit different. We don't have an outside guest because a lot of our audience requested that Allie and I speak to a little bit of our own expertise and what we see in the group a bit more. So we're happy to oblige. And today we're going to be talking about entry-level positions because we know a lot of folks want to break into the industry or maybe they're a new student and they don't really know where to start or even what positions they're eligible for or should be looking for. So today we're going to be giving you some really clear examples of positions that are actually available this week and some insight into who might make a good fit for those.
Awesome. All right. So we have some great positions today. Let's dig in.
All right.
Okay. So first up, we have a job with Tenttree. Tenttree is a brand that makes sustainable apparel. Really, really beautiful stuff. And they are looking for a director of sustainability. So somebody with 8 years of experience. This job is in Vancouver, British Columbia. And you would really be responsible for shaping the future of impact at the company, which is a huge job when you are making apparel, as we all know. And they're looking for somebody, again, about 7 or 8 years of experience. And as we've talked about before, a lot of these brands want to see not just your professional experience and how you've impacted brands, but also how you impact your own community and how you, you know, are making changes in society and what you're doing with your own passions. So I think that this position would definitely apply there. They'd like to see probably what you're doing, you know, to shout out about sustainability.
Yeah, absolutely. That value alignment, that's what companies, I mean, almost every hiring manager we've had on the podcast is that they directly look for value alignment. So absolutely. Mm-hmm. Protect Our Winters is another organization that's going to require just this. And they are hiring for a VP of Strategic Communications and Marketing, which is an exceptionally exciting position. This will be in Boulder, Colorado at their headquarters, or there is remote work potential, which is wonderful. And if you don't know Protect Our Winters, it was started by a pro snowboarder, Jeremy Jones, and he wanted to basically mobilize all of the outdoor enthusiasts that are out there and just absolutely love our open spaces and mobilize them to be advocates for stopping climate change, which is obviously a very important goal for anyone that enjoys the outdoors. So this is a very special, important role. You're going to have a lot of impact on the actual spaces that you enjoy, and it is a VP job. You're going to be reporting directly to the executive director. They want 7 years of experience in communications across the gamut. They would like PR, content creation strategies. You need to know stuff about events, social media, internal comms. So it's really a wide berth, 7 years of experience. And you know, they don't actually list the salary for this one, despite this position being in Colorado where that is required. But for some insight, they do have another position listed. That position requires a little bit less experience and the salary is going to be $80,000 to $90,000. So I don't want to put any words in their mouth. However, I think that you could expect something in that realm or a bit higher.
The next job we have is with the Grand Canyon Trust. They have been protecting all of the earth, water, air, everything, the fragile deserts around the Grand Canyon for quite a few decades now. They are based in Flagstaff, Arizona, and they are looking for a Grand Canyon director. So somebody to come in and kind of run the show here. They are looking for somebody who has 5+ years of experience, and this job has a salary of $65,000 to $85,000.
Amazing.
Yes.
That would be so much fun to live there in Arizona and get to do that type of work. Up in Maine, L.L. Bean is hiring for a CAD designer, and CAD is computer-aided design. So what that really means is you're using a software that helps design textile elements. And for L.L. Bean, this would look like taking fabric. Maybe you drew that fabric in, you know, with your hand or in a system, but you're going to be using a computer to really optimize that and get those fabrics onto L.L. Bean products and merchandise. So it's a very, very interesting and cool position. They'd like somebody with about 3 to 5 years of experience in this realm. They'd like someone that has maybe some experience in the fashion industry or with art. But it would be very, very fun, I think, to determine what L.L. Bean products will look like.
That sounds like a super fun job. Okay, the next job we have is at Youth Outside. And Youth Outside is a company that advances racial justice and equity in the outdoor and environmental movement. I read that straight from their thing. if you couldn't tell. Anyway, they are based in Oakland, California, and they're looking for a program associate with 2 years of experience, and that job is listed with a salary of $40,000 to $45,000. So if you are passionate about getting kids outside, especially from minorities, definitely look into this position. This looks like an incredible organization doing some awesome stuff for our youth.
Yes, absolutely. And now we're going to hop into our entry-level positions. And for the purposes of both our newsletter and this podcast, we define entry-level as requiring 1 year or less of experience. And oftentimes, the people will designate that that experience could have been with an internship. It could have been just you creating something maybe on a volunteer basis or to build your portfolio. They want you to know what you're doing. They want you to have the skills required, but they're not saying that you have to have a lengthy experience in the job sphere with another company. So that's how we're defining it here. And the first position we have is with Buff. And if you don't know them, they make some really cool headbands, and I use mine as a face mask. Really great for getting outside, you know, especially skiing and stuff like that. They are headquartered in Santa Rosa, California, and they need a marketing coordinator. And you're going to be working with their team, so you have a lot of support. You're going to be helping with content, social media, advertising, partnerships. It's one of those roles that looks like you're going to be getting expertise in almost all of the areas of marketing and just helping out with teams in a bunch of different spots, which is ideal for somebody that's just entering the industry, because you get a really good sense of which of these types of things give you the most energy. And if you've worked in marketing before, you know that there are just always a million different things that you can do. So you often have to choose a couple, get really good at them, and then market yourself as being an expert in that domain. So getting the opportunity to try out different things and see what you really like is quite exceptional. And so this position with Buff looks really great.
And we also have a position with Big Sky Resort. So this is another entry-level position. This is an executive assistant position. So this would be assisting the general manager there at Big Sky with all things administrative. So, you know, keeping the corporate calendar up to date, taking calls and emails, scheduling travel, basically doing everything the general manager needs. And the bonus of this job is that you get paid off time and free access to skiing and to golf in the summer. So that is a perk. If you're going to be doing this type of executive assistant work, I would want that to be my perk. This is a fabulous entry-level job at in Big Sky, Montana.
Skull Candy, which is the headphone creator, is also hiring in their Park City offices. They are looking for a mobile app specialist. And then in another area, it also says it's called a project coordinator. So I did want to point out too that for entry-level positions, the word coordinators or specialist or assistant usually indicates that you need less experience to go for those roles. So I would look out for those words for sure. But this position in particular is looking for somebody to help out with their mobile app. And you're, again, you're going to be working with a looks like a pretty large IT team. You're going to be assisting a digital program manager for most of this work. You're going to be doing a lot of testing. You're going to be doing a lot of bug finding, identifying areas for improvement, probably using the app a bunch yourself. But this is also an exceptional role for somebody that wants to dig into a lot of different functions and processes and see where they really fit, what really excites them, and what they're really good at. And I will also throw in there that if you are looking to break into the outdoor industry, much like other industries, jobs in the digital realm are ramping up a ton. So any skills that you can glean in maybe with coding, maybe with digital marketing, those are going to help you stand out.
Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. Right now, any sort of digital or tech entry-level jobs are going to take you a long way in your career if you like that type of work. The next job we have is with the High Fives Foundation, and they are based in Truckee, California. And they are all about preventing life-changing injuries that happen in the outdoors and providing resources and good vibes and hope for people who do go through life-changing injuries. So really, really wonderful organization. They're looking for an administrative assistant, and the salary is between $33,000 and just north of $35,000 per year. And you would be supporting the accounting administrator. So this is a fantastic job if you're looking to get into the finance side of the outdoor industry. So if you think about it, pretty much every single brand that you can think of has a finance department, or at least someone on staff handling finance. And a lot of people who work in finance may be enthusiastic about getting outside. And so this is a wonderful way to marry your work and your passion to work in finance in the outdoor industry. So this is a great job to get started in if you want to go down that road.
Completely agree. And finally, the last entry-level position we have is with Brooks. You probably know them. They make shoes and other activewear, and they need to expand their PR and communications team with a public relations coordinator. So again, that coordinator word. They're looking for somebody with 1 year of public relations or market experience, and they just say it's preferred. So again, that's another key term that you can look for, is if they are very, very adamant that you need, for instance, a degree or a number of years, okay. But if it says preferred, it's a little more flexible, and we always advocate that you apply even if you don't have maybe exactly the qualifications that they're listing there. Because remember, people that write job descriptions are human, and they don't know that you're amazing, and maybe they haven't been able to capture what you bring to the table in their job description, but would love that culture add that you would bring. So this person is going to be doing very traditional PR work, building pitches, communications to media lists, managing media samples, building relationships, all of those fun things. So this would be an amazing role at a very large outdoor industry company. Not a ton of entry-level positions come up for these larger organizations, in my opinion. So this would be one to hop on.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for listening, and we will be chatting with you next week.
Yeah, we'll have Snowpeak here to tell us about not only some open positions they have, but a very, very exciting new concept that they're designing for the outdoor industry.
Absolutely. Way to branch out. I'm excited to talk about it.